Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a Tape Dust Jungle 808 tail and turning it into a real arrangement tool inside Ableton Live 12. And that's the key idea here. We are not just making the tail sound cool in solo, we are making it work in a drum and bass track. So by the end, you'll know how to shape that dusty low-end tail so it can sit after a kick, answer a breakbeat, or help push your phrase into the next section. If you're new to this, don't worry, we're keeping it beginner-friendly and using only Ableton stock devices. Simple chain, solid results, very reusable workflow. First, let's choose the right sample. You want an 808 tail that has a clear hit, a long sustain, and maybe a little bit of natural grit or tape wobble. If it has a huge click at the front, that can fight the kick and snare in your break. So drag the sample onto its own audio track in Ableton Live 12, then zoom into the waveform, and trim the start so the transient begins cleanly. If there's extra silence at the front, remove it. If the tail is long, that's okay for now. We'll shape it. One beginner habit I want you to build early is keeping the tail on its own track. That makes mixing way easier, especially in DNB where the low end has to stay disciplined. Now let's lock it to the grid. Turn warp on in the clip view. For this kind of smooth low-end tail, start by trying Complex Pro. If the sample feels more percussive and you want a punchier result, test beats too. There isn't one perfect setting for every sample, so trust your ears. Adjust the transpose so it sits musically with the track. If your song is in D minor, for example, try notes around D, F, and A. Tune by ear, not by habit. If the tail feels like it's fighting the track, shift it in small steps until it sits naturally. Also pay attention to the timing. You want the tail to land in a way that supports the groove, not smears it. For a simple starting point, place it right on the one of the bar, or just after a drum hit if that feels better with your break. If it sounds too stiff, slightly adjust the warp markers so it breathes a little. The goal is not robotic sub. The goal is a tail that feels like it's being pulled through tape. Next, we clean it up. Add EQ 8 first. This is where we make room for the breakbeat. If the sample has extra sub rumble below the useful range, you can high pass very gently around 25 to 35 Hz. Don't overdo that, because we still want the weight. Then look for muddy buildup around 180 to 300 Hz. That area can cloud the kick and snare pretty fast, especially in jungle arrangements. If the tail has a fizzy top, low pass it somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz so it stays darker and more focused. After EQ, add a compressor or glue compressor if the tail is uneven. We're not trying to squash it flat. We just want to control the envelope a little. A gentle ratio, a moderate attack, and a release that lets the note breathe are usually enough. Aim for light gain reduction, around 2 to 4 dB, just to smooth things out. Now comes the fun part, adding tape dust character. Drop in saturator after the EQ. Start with a small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. This can give the tail that dusty, gritty, old-school attitude without losing the sub completely. If you push it too hard, the note can get fuzzy and lose pitch, so keep an eye on the output level and stop before it falls apart. After that, add auto filter. This is where we start giving the tail movement in the arrangement. Try a low-pass filter, keep resonance low, and automate the cutoff so it opens up in transitional moments and closes back down when the track needs to feel tighter. In a darker DNB section, even a small movement from a few hundred hertz up to around a kilohertz or two can create real tension. This is a good moment to think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. A tail that opens before a drop and closes when the break lands is doing a job in the song. That's what we want. Now let's make the tail playable. You've got two easy options. The first is to keep it as audio and duplicate it for arrangement accents. The second is to drag it into Simpler so you can trigger it with MIDI and play different notes. For beginners, Simpler is the fastest path. Drag the 808 tail into Simpler, set it to classic mode, and try one shot if you want the full tail to play every time. If you want the note to re-trigger cleanly, use Trigger. Then play around with notes in your track's root key. Keep it simple. One tail can become a phrase if you place it well. If you want to stay in audio, that works too. Duplicate the clip and pitch copies up or down by small intervals. You could keep one at the root, move another up a few semitones, or drop one down an octave for extra sub reinforcement. That can create a really nice call and response effect with the breakbeat. Now let's build the groove around it. Load or program a breakbeat underneath the tail. Classic chopped breaks work great here. The important thing is that the tail supports the drum phrase instead of sitting on top of it and masking everything. Think in 8-bar blocks. For example, in bars 1 and 2, you might have the break with the tail only on the first hit. In bars 3 and 4, add another tail hit as a fill. In bars 5 and 6, open the filter a little more and add a touch more saturation. Then in bars 7 and 8, close the low pass and cut the tail early, so the next phrase has room to hit. That's a very drum and bass way of thinking. It's not just sound design, it's phrase design. If the tail starts stepping on the snare, shorten it or reduce some of the low mid energy. If it fights the kick, move it slightly later or use a little sidechain. And that brings us to the next move. Add a compressor on the tail track and use sidechain from the kick, or from the drum bus if the whole break is busy. Start with a moderate ratio, a fast attack, and a release that lets the tail recover musically. You want the low end to duck out of the way when the drums hit, not disappear completely. This is one of those little DNB discipline tricks that makes everything feel sharper. Fast rhythms need clean low-end behavior. Sidechain keeps the tail from stealing the punch from your break. Now let's add movement with automation. This is where the tail starts feeling like part of the arrangement instead of a static sample. Automate the auto filter cutoff so it opens before a drop. Automate saturator drive so the last two bars feel a little more intense. You can even automate volume so the tail disappears cleanly before a snare fill or a phrase change. If you have a reverb on a return track, keep it subtle and dark. Just a bit of send can give the tail space, but don't wash it out. DNB low end should feel deep and controlled, not blurry. Here's a really useful coach note. Think in gaps. The space after the tail is just as important as the tail itself. A well-timed pause can make the next drum hit feel way bigger. Sometimes the smartest move is to let the tail disappear for one bar so the reed entry hits harder. Now let's turn this into an actual arrangement. A strong beginner structure could be something like this. Bars 1 through 8 introduce the break and a filtered tail. Bars 9 through 16 bring in a fuller version, with a little more saturation. Bars 17 through 24 move into the main drop or heavier section. Bars 25 through 32 remove the tail from some spots to create tension and breathing room. Then in the last four bars, strip the low end back and let the tail taper out for a mix-out or DJ-friendly transition. If you're making a jungle-influenced loop, you can let the tail answer the break every two bars. If you're going for a darker roller, use it more sparingly so the groove stays heavy and restrained. A great test is this. Mute the tail. Does the track still groove? If yes, perfect. That means the tail is supporting the arrangement instead of carrying it. That's the sweet spot. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't let the tail overhang the whole bar unless that's really the effect you want. Usually, shorter is better. Don't overload the sub-region, especially below about 30 Hz. Don't forget to protect the snare, because if the snare loses impact, the tail is probably too long or too loud. And don't overdo reverb. A little space is nice. A washed-out low end is not. For darker or heavier DNB, keep the tail mono below about 120 Hz if you can. Use gentle automation instead of huge filter swings. Small changes often sound bigger in context. And if the tail sounds good, bounce it. Resample it. Commit to the sound and build variations from that audio instead of endlessly tweaking one chain forever. If you want to level this up, try making three versions of the same tail. One clean and short, one dirtier and more filtered, one muted or low-passed for fills. Then use those across different 8-bar sections so the arrangement feels alive. You can also create a drop answer clip by duplicating the tail, pitching it down an octave, shortening the release, and placing it only on the last beat, before a phrase change. That gives you a really effective call and response accent. Or try a reverse version for transitions. Reverse the tail, fade it in before the main hit, and use it before a snare roll or reload moment. Super effective, super simple. So here's the core idea to remember. Take a tape-dusted 808 tail, clean it up, warp it, tune it, saturate it lightly, sidechain it, automate it, and place it in 8-bar phrases so it behaves like a musical arrangement tool. If you do that, the tail stops being just a sample and starts becoming part of the groove. It glues the break together. It adds pressure. It gives the phrase shape. And in jungle and drum and bass, that kind of low-end control is pure gold. Now go build a loop, keep the kick and snare clear, and make that tail work for the track.